entrepreneurs, innovators, dreamers.
Success isn't just a destination, it's the story, the struggles, the sacrifices, the late nights and moments of doubt. It's the part that no one sees, the grind that happens between the lines. Here, we go beyond the headlines, past the polished images, and dive deep into real journeys. The ones who dare to believe, who build something from nothing, and turn the vision into reality. This is their space, their truth, their blueprint. I'm JD Adamijo, and this is Between the Lines.
Welcome back to another episode of Between the Lines. Today we got a special guest with us today, man. The one and only Eric Alcazar and BJ Hernandez, man. Thank you for coming up onto the show. Going to be talking about their brand, K Swag Golf, man. Boys, welcome. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good, bro. Good.
Appreciate you for having us on.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I'm excited about this, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm super excited. Obviously, you know, the brand of golf is growing. The style in golf is, you know, coming more to a stand. I've seen a lot of guys at the LIV golf tournament wearing Jordans and, you know, a lot of swag out there. So what inspired y'all to bring this brand and start this brand, obviously, and where it's, y'all see in the future?
Man, so a little bit about, I mean, myself. So my name's Eric. I'm an entrepreneur. Been hustling since, man, middle school. Like, I've been selling streetwear, selling clothes. Mm-hmm. Been all about fashion, I mean, ever since back in the gap. So, you know, obviously wearing Jordans, obviously Supreme, babe, you know, growing up, like that was my shit. You know, that was what I wanted to rock, and I was doing anything I could to get my hands on it.
For sure.
Camping out, you know, just all the stuff that would come with it. And then here I am, you know, 27 years old, fell in love with golf. So it's kind of like, how can I bring my style and bring that kind of drip, bring that kind of, you know, swag and attention to the golf course.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of how Caddy Swag happened. And, yeah.
And you, BJ?
Nah, man. Really, I've been an entrepreneur as well. Doing media since 2014. Mm-hmm. Started an official business called Vision Driven. And really just doing media work. You know, photos, videography, editing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm all about just trying to new things. You know, I'm an open-minded person. I'm all about trying new adventures and seeing where it goes. And actually, how it actually started is me getting into the game, because I'm not into the fashion game. You know what I mean? I just wear what I wear and go play golf. I love golf. That's it. You know what I mean? So that's basically how it is, man. And Eric hit me up, and we were talking about, you know, I wanted to start a brand, clothing brand, you know, more of in the casual wear and fitness side of things, because I'm in, you know, somewhat into fitness. And then, you know, casually, I mean, of course, casual clothes, anybody wears it. So I feel like it's more just popular for casual wear stuff. So he's been into the streetwear stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we were just talking about it because we were going to trade some work, you know, where you're like, hey, well, how can I help you out? How can he help me out? And we just started talking, man. One night we Zoomed. And, man, we were just chopping it up. And then next thing you know, out of nowhere, we decide to be like, you want to start a golf brand? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I want to start a golf brand. I was like, yeah, I saw that. He's like, how about we just start a golf brand? I was like, well, shit, let's go.
For sure.
And it just went from there. Literally went from there. The next day, it kicked off.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it was like, I had Underdog streetwear. You know, of course, you know, that's kind of like what I've been doing. And then I was talking with BJ. We're going to do an Underdog streetwear video. He did a video for me previously, and it was just like boom, boom. Yeah. Like
with the partnership that y'all got going on, what's like the hardest thing to stay solid and to stay, you know, vision driven to see where the brand y'all want, like where it wants to go?
Honestly, it's on, like, we're rooting up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's building the foundation. I think the hardest thing is, you know, me and BJ, we knew each other growing up, but we were never like real close. So in this relationship, it's kind of like just learning each other and learning, like, you know, what's his style. Mm-hmm. And what BJ can bring, you know, to the fashion side that, you know, I'm not seeing. Yeah. You know, and because he has the eye with the camera. You know, he has the eye with the video.
Not a lot of people have that either.
Yeah. So. You know, like, no, this man's a wizard behind the camera. So it's like, I knew he had the eye for the camera and he had the video work. And one thing with when you're creating a brand is that stuff right there is everything.
Yeah.
So like when you're running ads, when you're running campaigns, mm-hmm. I was like, this is so perfect because BJ is bringing that and I'm bringing the swag.
Yeah.
You know, so now,
is that the name? The name like Caddy Swag? Like,
Honestly, we were just dude, that next day, that's how it came up. It was literally the next day. We got back on a call and he says, man, let's get started. Yeah. I said, well, let's get cooking. You know what I mean? So he was coming up with names. I was coming up with names and we just threw it together. And then out of nowhere, it just came up Caddy and Swag. And
I'm not going to sit here and cap. No, this man cooked that up. He said Caddy Swag and I said, there
he was. Like, no, and then he stopped me. He was like, that's fire. And then I was like, you sure? And he's like, yeah. So, nah, man, there's really the only thing hard about it is just we're starting, it's like I said, a foundation, but at the same time, you know, we both have families, both have day jobs, you know, full time jobs, and we're trying to just hustle at the same time outside of work.
Yeah.
While we're hustling at work, you know. So there'll be times where he's like, hey, let's hop on a call real quick. Let's talk about something. We're both working. We're just communicating with something.
It's
all about communication. That's really
sure.
it.
For sure.
Dude, it doesn't stop. Like, at work, if something comes up in my head, boom, I text him. You know, because I forget. I'll write it down on my notepad or I'll text BJ, boom. Like, so that way we remember it. But like BJ said, like, we have families, we have full-time jobs. And, you know, doing this and making it an also full-time, because I don't consider anything I do a side hustle.
For sure.
I don't believe in side hustle. There's no such thing as side hustle. You're either all in or you're out. And that's kind of my motive. Like, my whole motto is, I'll text BJ, hey, like, it's 1 a.m. Hey, bro, you awake? And if he texts me back, I'm like, can we hop on a call?
Eric does with the late night calls. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to get some sleep.
Yeah, like, it's either all printing or
the time we get to
the kids are asleep.
Understandable.
The kids are asleep. You know, everyone's fed. Everyone's in bed. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only time that I, like, whenever you got kids and a wife and, you know, you got the family at home, that's honestly the only time you have.
For
you
know sure. I mean? So. For sure. And the word swag, what does that mean to you in golf? Like, obviously, you have some of the merch hanging up, some of the hats right here. The logo, how did all that come about? Because it's a fire logo, too. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, he came with the name, right? Caddy Swag, boom, it cooked that up. And then from there, I started telling him what I thought a golfer would look badass.
Yeah.
You know, what I thought was swag on a course. You know, like, we all used to see, you know, Jordan rock the Irish tweed. Mm-hmm. You know, wearing it backwards. Yeah. Like, he was out there doing his shit before. Like, he was doing it different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Michael Jordan, like, yes, he's a star basketball. Even when he got on the course, he was bringing, like, a different kind of look. Tiger, like, just the kind of the drip that he would wear. Mm-hmm. And it was more so like, all right, how can we bring streetwear and golf and put that together?
Yeah.
So, swag to me is, you know, not every, like, you're standing out from, you walk into the country club, you're not looking like everybody else. You're not looking like a European. No, not everybody wants to look like a European golfer.
Well, I was going to get to you when I was at Live, BJ. I know a lot of guys, they were looking good, not like the old school style. Yeah. How did y'all want to bring y'all's brand, obviously with the longer sleeves, the old school style? How did y'all come up with that, and what did you want
to
go with?
We wanted to, so our brand originally started to, as an OG brand.
Yeah.
Like, we were gonna bring back that swag.
Yeah.
But of course, not not everybody's into that. So it's like, you still have to bring that casual wear, mm-hmm. that, you know, just that regular athletic fit brand.
For sure.
Cause not everybody's into that. So you want everybody to rock the brand. But at the same time, there is gonna be some old school drip. We're gonna come up, we're gonna cook some things up, like that, just that neon colors, that bright colors, those, you know, cause that tee right behind you and the one right here are, you know, styles of old school tee, old school polo.
Yeah, like if you, I mean, go back and watch Tiger back in the day. I mean, he was rocking the long, you know, the long sleeves, you know, the heavy polo. You know, it wasn't back in the day. If you look at golfers, it wasn't dry fit.
Yeah,
it wasn't, you know, spandex like poly, bro. It was 100%. It was 100%. Like, hand-knitted, you know, twilled, cotton, 100% cotton's like the heavy stuff is what was like, you know, if you had that, you know, you were.
Well, you have an example right here.
You were him.
Want to pull it out now?
Yeah. So this is the gonna be the vest. I'm gonna pop that
up. Yeah. So the way that this came up was, it was so Caddy Swag. We were started cooking in like November.
Yeah.
And you know, I always said, you know, I wanted to rock a vest. So I was wearing vest. I mean, you saw me start pop out a vest at the core just to see how I liked it. And all this stuff right here, this is a fully hand knitted vest. I mean, the fabric and the feel, you know, every fabric has to pass the hand test.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
This right here, 100%. If I was to pick this up at a PGA Superstore, I mean, this right here competes with the big dogs.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, this is it, man.
Yeah. Like, and I know y'all had maybe a production. How's that going? Maybe there's been a couple of, you know, mishaps for sure. But
Now
y'all, you know, get back to regrouping and, hey, this is what we actually want. This is not what we want.
You know, and Eric's the one that brought all that into play. And that was the good thing is that, you know, we all have something to add and provide to the brand. And he already knew where to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he already had a head start. So he went straight to the ones that were providing. But at the same time, you know, you're going to have to pick and choose the ones that were actually wanting our business. You know, they had to prove that they wanted our business. And yeah, you know, we're always going to take L's due to the fact that our manufacturers, you know, all manufacturers are not in the U.S.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all overseas. So we have to communicate with them. And it's somewhat.
It's a learning process.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
Honestly,
we're working out the kinks.
Yeah,
it's something that, you know, with the manufacturing and stuff like that, you know, we're overseas, obviously, and, you know, the phone calls, you know, the messaging, it doesn't happen at 5 o'clock, 2 o'clock p.m. No, I have to set an alarm at 3:30 in the morning just to check on production.
Yeah.
I get up, check on production. I call it's my boy Webb. His name's Webb. I give my boy Webb a call, and he'll run me down what they did today.
Yeah.
And that was one thing that these guys, you know, when they could easily take our check and run.
For sure.
And, to get production started, it's not just, you know, you can't just come with $500. You can't just come with, you know, a 20-piece. You know, there's an MOQ.
Yeah.
You know, there's a mock. And you have to meet that minimum quantity. And right now, like, our minimum is 200 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So this first order, I mean, if we really want to dive deep, like, into an entrepreneur side, you know, everything's a risk. And we know it's a risk anytime you're putting money into a brand, into a business. You know, our first order, $3,000, we got the funding, $3,000, L. You know, like, and it sucked because I'm here selling BJ, like, hey, you know, this is, like, I know I can do this.
Yeah.
Like, I just hopped on the team, you know, and he agreed to it. And it sucked that, you know, our first, you know, production, you know, was an L, and then we got this stuff, and, you know, now we're cooking.
Yeah.
You know, now we're cooking. Now we're getting things the way it needs to be done. So, and now this next order that we just placed, it's they've sent us samples. We've sampled everything. We pre-approved everything. So we know it's going to be a dub.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm most excited for about Caddy Swag is I'm excited to bring top-notch quality to, you know,
mm-hmm.
to everybody that likes to golf.
Yeah. What other products y'all think about bringing to the game? Obviously, you got shirts and a lot of fire hats. It's probably one of my favorite ones right here.
Yeah.
But what other items y'all think y'all are going to bring to the game?
Yeah, we're going to try to tap into everything. Everything is possible. Whatever you see on websites, golf sites, that's what we're going to shoot for, you know, at the end. But right now we're focusing on polos first, and then, you know, hats, because that's just the stuff that's everybody wants, everybody wears. And then we'll start tapping into gloves, we'll start tapping into ball markers, tees, and then we'll start tapping into our own pants, shorts,
yeah, like leisure,
everything.
Some head covers on the
yeah, oh yeah, club. definitely.
Like, and that's the thing, like, we already have manufacturers in play. We have gloves ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
We have head covers. We have ball markers. You know, I've taken the necessary steps to set, you know, manufacturers and get everybody ready.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when we're ready for those things, you know, it's here's the money. Get the get it going. Mm-hmm. That's one thing me and BJ learned too is production time.
Yeah,
dude, it doesn't take. Yeah, this isn't your regular screen printing. You know, like you know, it'll be done in a week, 2 weeks. If you're planning on dropping it, if you're planning on dropping, say, okay, we're at the beginning of July. Say I wanted to drop and, you know, I got to start getting ready for September.
Yeah.
Like, that's how long production takes. And it's a headache, man. Like, you're eager for this stuff. You know, you're putting your money into it. Now it's, you're just waiting on on production. But like I tell my guys, like, make sure it's good.
Hey, as long as...
Make sure it's good.
I want to look good, obviously, too, and with y'all stuff, and I want to lightweight because it's hot, man. I golfed in Dallas, it was 95 degrees, but no wind.
Humidity, probably.
I was sweating. I never sweated so much playing around and golf in my life, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. And, like, I mean, even like, okay, like you went and golfed in Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, how many different people, like, did you see, like, a different kind of, okay, like, we're from Lubbock, like, you know, we're West Texas.
Like a diversity.
Did you see a different kind of a drip over there?
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Outside the comfort zone and, you know, swagging up. And,
oh, yeah, I mean, dude, a lot, like I said, a lot of Jordan golf shoes, you know, whatever it may be, there is a lot of it out there, man. And, you know, the swag, it's just, you know, the game is different. Watching the golf, because I'm a big fan, I keep up with the PGA, keep up with Liv.
Yeah.
You know, seeing Bryson. And all those guys, obviously, got to wear their brand stuff. But, you know, the swag out there was something crazy. I was like, man, how, like, even the spectators just watching golf, like, dude, that shirt was sick. Like, everything was just, everybody was looking fly. Even the girls, you know, that would be something cool to get some.
Bro, we're jumping into that, too.
It's like, you know, when you're out there, it's like a, what do you call it, the walkway?
Yeah.
You know, when you're modeling, bro, it's. You know, you're out there trying to look fly. Like, who's gonna look flyer than me today?
You know what I'm saying?
You know, if you feel good, don't play good. But, you know, I'm trying to get there.
For sure.
For me, you know, every time I go to the course, I golf maybe 2 times a week and then for sure on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that, like, I gotta golf on Sunday.
Yeah.
And showing up Sunday at the tee box, to me, hey, you gotta look fly.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday's where you put.
So what would y'all say that differentiates y'all's brand compared to, you know, these golf brands, these major golf brands? What's the differentiation that y'all want to put between, you know, Callaway, Titleist, you know, or whatever it is, like,
yeah,
any of those golf brands? How do y'all want to differentiate yourselves?
So I think off the rip, you know, what makes us different and what makes us pop, you know, harder than. You know, these brands that are multi-billion-dollar companies, mm-hmm. you know, I'll sit here and say, you know, our logo alone goes up against any logo out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what the main key in this question is Caddy Swag Golf, our whole point in this is golf is for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and when I started this, why I wanted to start my brand is, you know, not everybody needs to look the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're what race, what in this, you know, it going into all that, not everybody needs to look the same. And golf is for everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
it's grown. It's golf. Oh, yeah, the game of golf has grown so much in the past 2 or 3 years since we've been playing, man.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
big
insane.
Time. Yeah. So, like, that was my main thing is golf is for everybody. And we're bringing another kind of look. We're bringing a look that's for everybody. We got the vintage look. We're going to have the dry fit look. We're going to have the streetwear tees. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have the outside of your box, you know, outside of your comfort zone kind of clothing. And we're willing to take that risk, you know. That way, you know, when you walk into your local, you know, pro shop, your local country club, you know, it starts to become something that's original, something that, all right, you know, we're starting to see a lot more of these guys walking in dripped up, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it's like being dripped up at the country clubs, like frowned upon.
I know, right?
Like, you know, the old heads are like looking at you sideways, and you know you're getting dirty looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're bumping rap music in your golf cart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm bringing to the course. I'm bringing,
sure.
You know, it's not my style of golf. Doesn't have to be quiet birds chirping.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what it, that's what Live Golf is, right? Yeah. You know, they have the walk-up song when you're about to tee off on the first box. They got music playing everywhere on the course. You know, it's not your traditional be quiet. You you can go out there. Everyone's, you know, bumping music, having the great. It's a big party. Live is a big party compared to, you know, Josh, your brother-in-law, he's been to Byron Nelson, PGA Golf event. He was like, dude, this is the total opposite. Yep. Just quiet, you know, your guys, you got to be quiet, you know. They're playing golf, you know. It's no music for them. It's totally different. Of course, you when they're on the greens or whatever, you know, still respect. There's some unwritten laws in the game of golf that you can't change, obviously. But it's going. With that being said, what's y'all's dream collab? You know, who would y'all want to collab with in the golf game? You know, each of y'all, I know y'all probably have different answers, but I know there's some big, you know, creators out there y'all could collab with for sure.
There's a lot of I mean, there's a lot to think about. We've already discussed this, and he actually has a lot of people in mind. But to be honest, man, I just honestly, I don't know. I honestly don't know. There's too many of them. Because I can literally kind of go in a little different category, you know, from age group to female to males, and you kind of want to work with all of them, you know.
For sure.
What I mean? But it would be cool to, you know, we're both tech fans, you know, and we talk about it. We, you know, hopefully one day collab with Tech to drop some official gear, but also, man, just see, you know, I'm not a Kansas City fan.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
But, you know, like if Mahomes wears it, if he picks up on it one day, you know what I mean? We could just collab.
A bit of Uber.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I think, so from a standpoint, like who I want to collab with, it more so like a brand for me. And I think this brand right here is, I consider them the cream of the crop, the big dog, the brand that just, it's them. The team that they've built at Malbon.
They're supposed to have a setup up there and Live, but they sold out on the first day on Friday. Yeah. So we went Saturday looking all over the course, and they were gone. I was like,
I'm telling you, man, the team that, you know, Stephen Malbon's built out there, is crazy. Like you got people from all types of different places, and they're creating freaking drip. You know, they're creating nasty drip. And that'd be a dream collab for sure, is to work with Who Inspired, you know, Caddy Swag to me, and that's Malbon Golf.
Yeah, dude, they have some fire stuff. Like I said, they had a booth out there, but they set off the first day on that Friday. Yeah. So
was Eastside out there?
No, they weren't out there.
Eastside wasn't out there, yeah. Yeah, it's his stuff, but yeah, that'd be one of my dream, you know, dream collab.
So what's next? What does a future look like? I know we talked about, you know, playing some golf tournaments, maybe, you know, going to travel and maybe get sponsored, whatever it may be. So what is the next, you know, your short-term goals and your long-term goals for this brand?
I honestly feel like we should just, right as of right now, we're just trying to push ourselves out. Mm-hmm. So before we just kind of set up a team and kind of get out there and play, we need to show what we're about.
For sure.
We need to show what we got, what we're offering, and show why we're different than other brands. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can just get out there locally, then, you know, slowly just get out there to the big tournaments. You know, all these YouTubers that are throwing, mm-hmm. then that right there will set us off. And then, you know, of course, we're practicing our game on the outside, in the weekday. So it's like maybe one day we'll get a team together and it'll just be a Caddy Swag team and it'll be sponsored by Caddy Swag. And, you know, we'll travel and make some, you know, make something happen. But.
Heck yeah. No, that's for sure. I mean, piggyback right off BJ, what he's saying, you know, I think the future, I mean, the short-term goal right now is you know, first, appreciate you having us on here. This is what we needed. Yeah. You know, we need to get out here and, you know, tell our story.
Exposure.
Yeah, you know, tell people what Caddy Swag is and who we are. That's first. And the second, I think it's, you know, okay, now, you know, this third order's coming in. We know it's everything we want, and we know it's everything that it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's ready to launch. Yep. We are ready for launch. We're ready for a launch party. You know, that's something that we have, it's in the works, you
know.
Hopefully a launch party comes soon.
Can you spill anything about that, or is that still something?
We're still,
it's kind of, you know, between a few golf courses right now. We're either going to have, you know, not a small tournament,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of it, you know, either be, you know, on at the 19th hole, you know, or, you know, we're actually, you know, talking to some venues. Hopefully that's going to be something, but it's going to be all Caddy Swag. We're going to have all the merch out there. It's just gonna be a big old celebration party, you know.
For sure.
Something that we built, something that we're proud of, and you know, something we want to show to our community.
So of course, I mean, building the brand is not easy, man. Obviously, y'all talked about it being staying up late, calls at 3 a.m. You know, not a lot of people, you know, see that work, and you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted y'all on this podcast as well. That's the whole concept between the lines. What goes in the work? What do you do outside of your 9-to-5 job that y'all have, your family, you know, outside of all that? Because obviously that's a lot for sure. Mm-hmm. What can you tell people that are viewing this channel right now? Hey, if they're trying to do something, because whatever it may be, building the brand,
right,
whatever they want to do in life, what is something that y'all would like to say to the people that are viewing this? Hey, maybe you can go out and do it. You know, because I believe in y'all. I think this brand can go
however
far y'all want to see.
I know it's going to go.
So I'll let him go first, and I'll put my input on it at the end.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, if you're looking at starting, you know, starting a brand, you know, or start doing anything, I mean, it don't matter what kind of business. If you're willing to take that risk, you know, being a risk taker, you know, you've already separated yourself from 90% of everyone in this world. You know, if you're willing to risk it and roll the dice on yourself, you know, you're already winning.
Mm-hmm.
But my main thing is don't get discouraged. And consistency mm-hmm. is key. You know, you have to post. Don't be afraid to post your work. Don't be afraid to express your vision, express your thoughts with the right people. Because the wrong people can crush you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it can crush your vision. You know, if you surround yourself with winners, you surround yourself with people that, you know, see your stuff dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see your stuff and they say, damn, that's fire. You know, it continues to just motivate you to believe you can do it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, surround yourself with the right people, being consistent in your work. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, it can't be, you know, halfway in. You got to be all in. You got to slide your chips in all the way.
Yeah.
And if you hit, cool. If you take an L, like we did, you know, still 2 months into the brand, you know, we took my biggest L, you know, it losing 3 bands. That's not, who wants to lose 3 bands?
Yeah, I mean, right there in the home could, you know, make a lot of people, like, call it quits.
Hey, call quits right there. But yeah, and that's one thing, like BJ, like we hopped on a call right after and we were like, you know, like that's where everybody stops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not where we're going to stop. This is the beginning. You know, this is the beginning to something huge, and that's like my dream and my goal is I see us hopping off PJs, you know, let's go golf here, let's go golf there.
Yeah.
You know, are you gonna golf at Vegas 3 o'clock tomorrow? Let's go.
Hey,
like that's
call up a jet.
Yeah. No, like that's where I see Caddy Swag, you know, having a big warehouse and, you know, having a design team and like that's the main thing though I can give to any entrepreneur that's wanting to start is, you know, get started, but don't stop.
And I want to piggyback off of that. You're going to surround yourself with the right people, but you're not going to find them right away. You're not going to know who the right people are until you actually start. And then you'll really start figuring out who the fakes, who the people that just don't want you to succeed, who don't want you to, they rather see you fail than succeed. And you're going to have to find that out, who that is. And honestly, I would rather, you know, have those type of people in my life first, because mm-hmm. that's going to build me up to where I need to be and figure out and make me stronger. You know what I mean? And I've, you know, I've been an entrepreneur since I was out of high school. I've been trying to figure out what I was going to do. I've tried a lot of things, man. And it ain't easy, but I just knew that there was something else out there for me that it wasn't for me. So even if I gave that up, media was something that stuck with me till now.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a lot of L's since then. I still take L's.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, I went in and I at least have 30,000 and close to 30,000 in just equipment. You know what I mean? But am I getting that money back? No, but at the same time, I'm still pushing for that.
Yeah.
I'm still pushing to
You're
see where it's going to be.
Yourself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And something's going to come up to get to that certain point where I'm going to start making that revenue back. But at the same time, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And I don't want to say it is, because you're going to constantly get negativity no matter what you do.
Right.
Whatever, if you post, you're going to get negative mm-hmm. comments. If you're just starting to do something, you're going to get negative comments. And sometimes it ain't going to be by your own friends
mm-hmm.
or or people you know, it's going to be by your own family sometimes.
For sure.
They're going to look down on you. They're going to think that you ain't worth it. They're going to think you're just throwing your life away. You're just wasting money until you show up and show out and actually do what you said you're going to do.
Yeah.
Vision. So vision, yeah, and that's vision. And that's the whole reason behind my name. Vision driven meant a lot behind my media company. It wasn't just that, because it was going to build up to something big one day. You know, I had to have a vision. I had to have an eye to capture your memories and make it your vision.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, I'm driven. So it's like I've been a driven person my whole life. So I don't give a crap what happens. If I take that L, cool. You know, move on from it and, you know, go from there. And that's why it was cool to collab and work with Eric. And then that's the whole reason Caddy Swag came about. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're both the same person.
Yeah.
Like so it doesn't matter. RL, he was like apologizing, bro. It is what it is, bro. Yeah. Let's move on. Let's go. Let's keep cooking. So
and that's like main thing, like vision driven. You know, we're working on an underdog project.
Yeah.
So like, I think he asked me, like, you know, what is underdog? Like, mm-hmm. you know, what is this? And like, I got to tell him, like, you know, I've been an underdog my whole life.
For sure.
You know, and everything I've done, like from the jump, and I'm not even trying to, you know, be on a like. I've literally been an underdog my entire
life. We've been friends for a long time.
So. Life. I've always been counted out. I've always been, you know, the one to, but I've always been the risk taker. I've always been the one to risk it, and I've always been the one to either hit or lose.
Yeah.
And
I do. I mean, you are. You're one of my best friends, and we've been to each other for a long time. You know, we started talk and now between the lines. You've always, you know, believed in me, even like when BJ said the negative comments, negative stuff that's said about you, you know. You know, I like to think that I'm strong-minded or
strong-skinned,
but there's a certain point where you can just, hey, man, it gets enough is enough, you know. But again, when you surround yourself around the right people, you can get back up and, hey, go do the dream. And this is, I'm super excited. I wanted y'all to be the first episode that I do here, and I'm so excited to see what's to come. But I just, you know, I thank y'all. I'm inspired too myself because, you know, doing this is not in my comfort zone. Yes, we had to talk and we tried to do video podcasts and it just didn't work out. Of course, I want to bring that back. And now look where we are now, still invested into it. And now we're just trying to do something bigger, just like y'all are.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I got a couple of quick questions for y'all, just something random. Who's y'all's favorite golfer at the moment right now?
Bryson. The only reason why, man, it's just I love – he just doesn't care, dude. Mm-hmm. And, you know, him switching over to live, you know, he got a lot of, he just gets a lot of negative feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't care. He just doesn't show out no matter where he's at, you know. And that, I don't know, something about him just, I've just been watching him since day one.
Dude, he had the biggest crowd out there this past week. And it was insane. We were like, we have to go watch Bryson. That was my first thing. Yeah. I said, hey, I have to go. I want to see Bryson hit his driver.
Yeah.
Sure enough. We got there and he was already had a crowd. We had to go 3-4 holes ahead of him just so we could get next to the tee box in front so we can see him. And that's awesome. He's one of my favorite golfers too. But
man, I'm right here with you, man. I would say Scotty, but
best player in the world.
You know,
I give it to him. I give it to him. I can't take nothing away from him.
The great Scott, man. The great Scott. He's a wizard. You know, a wizard. He's a dog. But you know, I'm right there with Bryson, man. I think what Bryson's doing. And he's trying to bring that difference and make a change in the golf community.
Yeah.
And he's challenging other golfers to do that and make that change. Yeah. And, you know, golf don't always got to be, you know, like he said in his presser this week, you know, golf don't got to be, you know, a single player game. Like, why can't we have teams? Why can't this be something that
I was going to bring that up.
You know, why can't it be something like a team? Like, you know, you're cheering on the Lakers. You're cheering on, well, why can't, you know, golf be like that?
Yeah.
And that'd be sick.
Yeah,
that
would be sick. It's kind of like that, you know. Bryson seemed the Crushers.
Yeah.
They sold out their merch and merch store.
Oh yeah,
like that. And dude, $120 for a polo, just what the one he wears, the blue one he wears with the logo, $120. Yeah. But that's insane. But yeah, Bryson's one of the best. Scotty's mine. I've watched Scotty since he came up, and his journey last year was obviously insane.
Dude's
so many majors, but that's awesome. And I watched the TikTok earlier today, so it popped up in my head, and I was going to ask it to y'all. What is the average score to consider to be a good golfer?
Oh, I saw this one.
what kind of good golfer?
You want to bring it to be considered a good golfer, not
locally,
probably like average.
Yeah,
just an average or like a good? Like, you want to break it down?
We'll break it down.
Okay.
What's to be average, good, and you know.
Okay, I think average, you know, average is.
Because, I mean, a lot of probably, I would say 90 to 90. It'd be under 100.
And under.
Yeah, 95. I would say 95 and under. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't break 100 either. So, like,
yeah,
I mean,
I'd say 95 and under
to be good. To be a good golfer or average golfer?
Okay, average.
To be average.
Okay, let's consider it to be a good
golfer. I think
I would say 75 to
82.
80, yeah, I would say 85. I'll give it.
So what's that middle range? The 82 to the 89. What would that be?
That's just like, no, I call that luck.
Hey, yeah,
because I've broken 87 before, and I have not beat that. I've broken 87 before.
No, I did the same thing. I broke 87 here at Reese. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like,
my best game.
Everyone was like, what the hell? And JD still beat me. Man, he still got me that day.
I shoot. Best game was 82 with y'all. But
yeah.
Right around, I'm 85, 86, 87, 88 most of the time.
Yeah, I'm like, so you're around 90, 95.
If you're consistent with it, I feel like that's a good range.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like you're good.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that, like, I just cannot get a grip of is, like, why people cap about their golf score.
Yeah. For sure.
There's no reason to cap.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's going to show when you go out and play. Like, there's no lie. Yeah. You can't lie about your golf score.
Bro.
Like, there's
especially no. when it comes down and we play together. Oh,
go. No. But you can actually tell when they're good when you say, are you good?
No, you
I'm
know.
I'm all right. And then you go play and you're like, you said you're all right. Not good.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Like, I don't understand. Like, okay, someone goes and golfs alone. They're like, man, dude, you know, I broke 80.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
how many more leggings is this?
All right, then we go out there in a group, like, consistently, you know, go out there in a group together.
And you find out who they really
You know, they shoot 95s, yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm like, where's that 80?
Of course, you can't be good all the time.
Yeah.
Stuff, of course, yes.
Because when you're going to have your off days, of course.
One day your driver is going to be on, one day it's not. Your eyes are going to be off, your short game, pitching game. So what do y'all think is a... What should y'all practice first? What should you be good at first, you know, when playing around the golf?
I think, you know, what's helped Mike, or
I feel like
from a good name,
say
irons.
Because that's basically in the middle from your drive to the actual green.
You can save the hole.
Yeah.
You know, you duff your drive. All right, you know, bust out, you know, 4 or 5 iron.
Yeah.
Hey, put it on the fringe and I'll be tripping up.
Yeah.
But I think what makes and breaks my golf games, like, is a from 100 and shooting 89, 92, is putting yourself in good spots. And it starts with the drive.
Yeah.
It starts with the drive.
Can't be that hard to land in third, right?
Hey, it starts with the drive. If you put your shit behind some trees, hey, good luck.
But you know what's crazy? I can put it right in the middle of the down fairway. And then it's going to shoot right or left, right from there.
Yeah.
But if I end up in the wrong fairway, left or right, or just behind a tree or something, somehow I get a lucky shot and I get there like, all right.
Yeah.
That was all good.
The short game for me, I mean, yes, my driver has been inconsistent. I mean, I can get it. I can play my slice pretty well.
Yeah, you can putt.
But the short game for me is, like you said, we talked about it, getting close to the hole.
Yeah,
and that's what really helped me from 92 to 87.
Yeah. Putting yourself
instead of making it, you're getting close.
Yeah,
to it.
Setting yourself up for not a 3-putt,
not a 3-putt. Exactly.
You know, hey, 1-putt, 2-putt. Mm-hmm. All right, we're leaving with a bogey at least.
Exactly, for sure.
Or you're leaving with a par. Mm-hmm. But like me, it's like, you know, it's also who you golf with.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I know my friends, they don't play shit. Like, bro, we're all so competitive.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, for sure.
We are so damn competitive. I love it, though.
Yeah.
I love it because, you know, we're keeping everybody accountable. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, goddamn, you know, we pay to play.
Yeah, we don't get paid to play.
You know, we pay to play.
We're
now.
Having fun, too. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's competitive. But at the same time, we're still rooting for each other to hit that
each
other
to play exactly.
Well. You know, it's not always, of course, they're going to be a little crap talking here and there, but it's not like constantly where you don't enjoy your round of golf. Like you said, we pay to play golf.
Yeah,
we don't get paid.
So. See, I've got to learn to stop trying new things during a competitive 18. I have got to stop trying new technique.
Yeah. Well, when was the other day? The last time we played, he was trying to hit a flop. I'm like, bro, you've never hit a flop ever in your life.
Yeah.
You want a flop? Yeah. We're battling out 4 or 5 strokes. And the next thing you know, Aries over there.
And there I go, get a case of the shanks.
Oh my, okay.
Flopping that way. But no, that's my, hey, but I did hit one of them flops. I did finally hit one.
Of course. I mean, the better you get, the more you get. So, you know, when you hear these professional golfers talk about their game, shot shaping, you know, hitting the draw, hitting the fade. I'm like, I play a natural fade, so I'm just going to play it anyway. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
It's crazy, too, like, the kind of, like, you know, just golfing in general, the friends you make. Because, like, I swear, I be golfing, and I'm golfing with someone new every other week.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll meet someone, and then, boom, like, they're texting me, like, hey, you free for 18?
Yeah.
Or are you free for a 9? And it's just crazy, like, the friends that, and the friends you make, and the people you meet.
And the deals you can make. A lot of deals you make can be made on the golf course.
Well, that's what I've learned here in Lubbock, man. You meet so many people, and I've actually met plenty of people, you know, people that are investors in the real estate, into, you know, top car salesman, manager of salesman, or cars, or dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can meet so many people. And then that's another thing, so... I always network with other people regardless, outside, because I put too much on my plate.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do, dude. I'm a yes man. I'm like, you want to start a business? I got you. Let's do it. But I do car shows too, promote car shows, but that we don't need to talk about that. But, you know, dealing with that, you go out and communicate with some people.
Yeah.
And then you'll be surprised. I mean, they don't look like they play golf, but that's the thing that we were just talking about. You see so many new people playing golf. I'm talking about people. I literally played with this dude, and I mean, no offense to him, but he looked like tatted up. It looked like he came, you know, he's old Phil, but he looked like he ex crackhead. Man, I was like, you play a lot? Nah, man, I'm good. I'm all right. I was like, all right, cool. Goes up. I swear, 300 yards right down the middle of the fairway. He's like, man, my back hurts. I was like,
yeah, all right.
Boom! Second shot on the green. I'm like, bro.
You hit a hard two. You hit a bomb too. I can't even lie.
He came back home, man. Yeah, he's over here talking about pitch and wedge. I'm 195 out. God damn.
Yeah, but whenever we had a hole this past weekend, I hit a four iron. It was like par three, like 200. And Josh, I was playing with him.
He hit
a freaking 8-iron. I was like, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, whatever works. We're both on the green, but whatever works, you know. So
yeah.
As long as you know your distance. I know last time we played, you're like, I don't know my distance. But that's a big thing for me, knowing my distance.
Yeah.
So that way I can, you know.
It's like,
I don't care if I hit a...
You played with my cousin Devin, right?
Yeah.
So same thing, man. He's just consistent with the stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might have one bad game, but...
Yeah.
I mean, like, man, that's a horrible game. Par three, just straight up, just pitch and wedge, 9-iron. He's like, I don't know which one to go with. I was like, man, well, I thought I was bad.
Yeah.
And the thing I learned from playing with him the last time was that he uses the bump and run a lot. And I'm like, dang, that's something I could.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, something we know, we learned something from everybody. You know what I mean?
Like,
so.
Sure.
I think he showed you.
Yeah, he's the one that showed
me. Okay, look, he pulled out. He was like,
nah, pull out the
BJ, your 5 hybrid.
Yeah.
He's like, give it a little slap.
Bro, rolled up right on the fringe.
From how?
From, like, I would say about what?
62?
No, like, it's 80? I would say something about 80.
I mean, he literally just, you know, boom. Yeah, rolled right up. Yeah. That was crazy. Like, you just learned something new. Like, bro, I've been learning shit from, like, Facebook videos.
Yeah. I mean, like, hey, I watched Scrambler. I watched the Byron Bros, I watched Bryson, I watched Phil Mickelson, all their YouTube channels. So I'm like, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy to
what you can learn,
especially seeing it live in person, the first time ever. And it was a great experience. I'm grateful I got to do that. Not a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
And seeing those guys shot shape and, you know, listening to them talk about what they're trying to do and the wind and the yardage is just something crazy. A lot of people don't know, like, the yardage books do. They show the green, the slope, like...
It's where the wind comes down, where it's like,
I'm over there just trying to get on the green.
She'd be like, hey, I think the wind's going this way. I can
get I'll be there. No, but like back to what we were just saying, you know, how the friends you make and the people you meet. You know, one thing that I'm proud that we've already done with the brand, something that the brand has already has won at, is people that don't golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll be like, man, I don't golf though. Like, I would buy a polo.
Like the shirts right there that y'all are wearing there. Those
oh,
are,
dude, yeah.
Anybody can wear those. Yeah, that's something you can rock.
Definitely.
I'd rock that out to the bar.
Yeah. You can catch me at meetings in it. Yeah. but no, you know, people that don't golf, they buy a polo and then they'll hit me up like, hey, I went and played 9 today.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
really? Just kind of got them into
it. Hell yeah, bro. Like, welcome to the game. And it's just, I mean, that's something that I'm happy about because, you know, the vision of golf is for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm also preaching that, you know, like, come golf. Like, you're going to fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fall in
love. And it's just, there's nothing about, you know, being with the boys, having the fevers, laughing, you know, joking around with each other. There's nothing that beats that, especially after a long week of work. You know, on the weekends, you know, let loose. See somebody frustrated because you're shanking the ball, but hey, who cares? You know, we're all there.
And plus, that gets you to learn, man. That's going to keep you going. Like, you tell yourself, I ain't coming back, but then you're like, you know what? One shot.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. One shot. But like, all right, I got it in me. I can do it.
All I need is one birdie, and I'll be back.
But another thing is a lot of people, if you are getting into golf, try one thing at a time because don't be trying to, like, overload yourself with like YouTube videos because that's what I did when I first started. Dude, I was YouTube. Why am I shanking this? Why am I doing this? Why can't I hit my drive? Why can't I putt? And dude, I was trying everything. Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna just do me. Yeah. I'm gonna try my like however my stroke is, dude.
And that's what Tiger. I don't know if you've seen, but when he asked, "What's the advice? What's the best advice you give to a golfer?" He said, "Go out and hit balls."
Yep,
that's it.
You'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
Yep.
So that's true. I watch golf too, but I don't watch, you know, what I need to do to not do what I'm doing. You know, I'll go out to the range and figure it out myself. And, you know, maybe we can make that a thing too. Thursdays. On Thursdays, they do have $25 for a bucket of ball and bucket of beers at the range. Maybe you can set that up too over there too.
We were actually talking about that. We were actually talking about doing something there and then possibly at a golf suite, so maybe we can talk to both of them, maybe get something rolling on both sides, you know, have them both on their side.
Yeah, for sure.
It's something that, we've been talking to them, and I've been in contact with the range, and it seems like
they're expanding, man. If y'all haven't been out there, they have an outdoor bar now, and added more shades, so the range is popping over there.
The range
is popping. So many golfers.
Mm-hmm. We can go check it out tonight.
No. But, man, is there anything else that y'all like to add to say to the viewers promoting y'all's brand or anything else that y'all have to say?
Man, Shop Caddy Swag Golf. If you want to look fly, you want to, you know, put that shit on, as I say.
We will launch the site pretty soon. As of right now, we're just getting all the socials together. Once we get the socials together, site will be on, and I mean, go shop.
Yeah, for sure.
Go shop, go support, and I mean, the main thing is and give feedback. You know,
even share the social. I mean, that's still so showing love. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, even if you don't want to buy nothing, just share it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, man, I appreciate y'all having y'all. Whoa, my bad. I appreciate y'all coming on the podcast and, you know, sharing our story with me. I do really appreciate it, man. And if y'all watching, man, don't be scared to go out and, you know, start something of your own. These guys, you've heard what they had to say, and, you know, listen. You know, even if you don't watch the whole thing, and, you know, there will be short scripts with these guys, man, just go out there and do your thing and grind and be consistent and listen to what these guys say. But thank y'all again, man. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe, man. This is the Between the Lines, man. And I'm your host, JD. And
go hustle, man. Go hustle. Let's go.
Awesome, boys.